How bad has the crop been this year?
This year we would be about 60% of our normal yield, so it is quite a setback. But the problem is that within that yield that we do have, there are far too many small apples that haven't grown out properly and will have very little commercial value for us.
And how bad has the weather been for you?
The weather has been absolutely terrible. This is our worst year on record for rainfall. And the other half of the rainfall picture is that if it's raining heavily, then you're not getting any sunlight. So you're caught both ways, because we are at the limit of sunlight in terms of growing fruit crops, and we badly need a good summer. We have had no light at all this year.
And this isn't just an opinion. You have records dating back over 100 years.
Yes, our records go back to 1856, and we've never had anything like this in that time.
Is it your feeling, as has been suggested by other apple growers, that what is happening here is about climate change? It's not just about this has been a bad year, but this is something different.
Well, we have noticed now over the last while that our weather patterns are changing. A year like this may be just a fluke, but technically we do know that something is happening, and hopefully we will be able to deal with it when it comes.
And how are you preparing for that scientifically?
Well, scientifically, we are looking at new rootstocks on which we can grow the Bramley, because the wet ground creates problems for us with the present rootstocks that we use through rotting. And hopefully the new varieties of rootstock that we are working with will be more resistant and will be able to deal with heavier rain. And surprisingly, the model tells us we should be getting drier summers and wetter winters.
So you're trying to make the apples more waterproof. They're kind of drowning at the moment.
Yes. Now again, it'll take some time to actually figure this out and see whether or not it's going to work for us as a strategy. But at the moment, to date, the Bramleys are growing very well on these new rootstocks, so that side of it's covered. It will be just a matter now of seeing how well they'll do in the wet ground.
An extraordinary statistic you told me earlier was that in the year 2000 you had no cider producers, whereas now there's six of them. How much hope do you put in cider for the future of the Armagh Bramley apple?
I would put a fair bit of hope in that as an alternative to the Bramley crop, because the cider apple is a more resilient apple than dessert apples or Bramleys. And the cider industry itself, which is growing slowly but surely here, there are more and more people having a go at it each year, is potentially a very useful additional form of income for the local growers.
So they're moving away from the Bramleys?
In some cases, we have people who are fresh to the cider and will be starting with cider apple. In a lot of cases, we have people who will use their pollinators and plant some cider trees to complement their Bramley.
And of the apple growers who want to dip their toe in this area, you have very beneficial rules here when it comes to customs and excise that we don't have in the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, it's a major advantage and a major bone of contention. Here we are allowed to make 7,000 litres of cider by informing customs and excise that we're going to do that. They visit your premises, give you the okay, and there's no duty has to be paid. It's a sufficient amount of cider for a farmer to figure out whether or not he can actually make drinkable cider.
And finally, you got the PGI earlier this year. How important has that been for farmers, apple growers here, and how important will it be in the future?
Well, it will be quite important in the future, because it allows the consumer to clearly know that they are getting a superior apple from a guaranteed producer in a locality that is known for the apple. And from a marketing point of view, it will become more important. Obviously, it's very new to the industry at the moment.
Is there going to be a shortage of Irish and UK apples this year?
There will be a shortage of fruit this year. Overall, Western Europe is down approximately 10% of everything. But in terms of the UK and Ireland, we would be at least 20 to 30% down in general.